Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Hi, welcome to Dash and M's PLL podcast, episode 7, The Homecoming Hangover. Hello.
Hello.
Em's not sick anymore. He's normal.
No, but I still have a cough, so I'm a little bit sick.
Oh, she just wants your sympathy.
No one gave me any sympathy.
Twitter was just like a buzz with sympathy.
Okay, well, that's nice of them. Thank you. All your sympathy has helped me. Now I'm better.
She's completely wooded 180. I got no sympathy. Thank you to everyone for your sympathy.
So what do you think of this episode?
Well, shouldn't we podcast first and then we usually do what we thought at the end?
Okay.
Didn't you want to say something about Glee right now?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'll talk about Glee as it comes along. And
so, girls in the hall, they're looking for Emily. You guys! You know, that they're still at homecoming and Emily's missing and there's blood on the floor.
And they're running with their little shoes on.
Yeah, doing their little Barbie runs. So, they're looking for her, blah, blah, blah.
I find it funny how, like, they're like, let's split up. They're like, no! Fine, let's split up together.
No.
How does that work?
And they're going to leave Spencer. She's the most badass one. She's the most like Sigourney Weaver. She could just take Toby down.
She could if she wanted to. She probably took some self-defense classes at some point.
Yeah, just like Phoebe. She has the crapper's power, so she took self-defense classes and then she could levitate.
Yeah.
Anyway, Toby and Emily are in Toby's car and Toby's all like creepy and just drops her up at the hospital and then takes off.
Yeah, she's all like, she's passed out in the back of his car. He apparently just leaves her there.
Yeah.
And runs away.
He's so lame, I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, but I'm glad he took her to the hospital. He could have just left her there at the school.
He's not like a complete asshole, apparently.
Okay.
So then we go to the credits.
He just he just stares at her for a bit. And it's like, she's got a head injury, you should probably take her in. He just is looking at her in the backseat for like 10 minutes.
Just like, bleed to death, bleed to death. God damn it, I can't keep waiting. So yeah, then we have the credits.
Yep.
And then it's another Toyota ad.
I know. You see Emily's beautiful Toyota just sitting out the front there. It says congratulations on the front.
I swear Toyota just funds this entire show. Like, pays for it up front.
So then we go into Emily's room and she looks really cute. Just sitting there all helpless with a little band-aid on her head and...
yeah, whatever floats your boat.
She looks so cute.
So they're telling Emily about the file.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mum's out the front talking to the cop.
Yeah. And she didn't know that. How could she not know that Emily and Ben broke up? Like,
no, apparently she knows everything about Emily.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, does not compute, does not compute. Nobody lies, everybody lies. Nobody lies to me and gets away with it.
Yeah, well, she is a robot, so.
Decepticons roll out. Oh, it turns out that she's... okay, she is an Autobot, and she has spawned a Decepticon. She's Debs.
That's pretty good.
She's Debs. She's, like, all the other chicks leave, and Hannah and...
Wait, what were they talking about in the room the whole time?
They were just talking about the file. Like, Emily's all just like, but wait, if Toby was the evil guy or whatever, why did he leave me in hospital and not kill me?
Yeah.
And they're all just like, true story, bro. And then they all go, and Hannah's talking to Emily about Maya.
Yeah, that was cute.
Really sweet.
I know. I love Hannah. I'm loving Hannah so much more every single episode. I want her to be with Emily.
I want babies with Spencer, but if one of them was going to be my BFF, I would want Hannah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and then Spencer could be my girlfriend, and we could just stomp on the others.
Poor Emily.
Nah, not even. She has Maya. What are you complaining about?
She has me.
You can have Hefty Hannah.
I'll take Hefty Hannah.
Even fatties need love.
She's not fat.
She's still fat on the inside. That's as fat as you need to be. Okay.
Did we go to the country club?
Yeah. Oh my God, Spencer.
She tries to win Alex back.
Oh.
And then there's that bitchy lady who... what is apparently, she seems like she's in love with Alex and so she wants Spencer to go away.
A little bit, but like, really, he's pretty cute. Spencer has good taste.
He is pretty cute.
And then he's like, okay, I get to plan the killing in the woods from start to finish. And she's like, K-Lol. Okay. And then Ezra's machine. Ari's trying to ring.
Is it? smart for her to leave messages on his
no
answering machine.
But is anything they've done thus far smart?
No.
And then Piper comes in. She's like, Mike's like, Mom, are you going to come to my lacrosse game? And Piper's like, no, honey, I can't. Too many demons, so little time. Poor Piper. She can't get away from it. She can never have a life. She's a charmed one. She can never, ever have a normal life. She should have realized that moving to Rosewood doesn't change who she is.
No, I bet you, like, her sisters are constantly on the phone trying to get her to come back to San Fran.
I know. They're just like, you know what? If you can't come to the Hellmouth is going to come to you.
That's got nothing to do with charm.
Which has nothing to do with PLL. But...
All right. I'll give you that. Yeah, so Aria opens up the flowers and they ended up being from Sean, yeah, not from Ezra.
Her disgust face is hell good.
I know. She's just was like, ew. And she, like, instantly, like, because she was all excited and then she, like, touched the flowers and she was just like, eh.
That was hell good. I want to keep that box, though. It was a cool box.
I'd keep the flowers anyway.
I suppose you keep Aria's box. And Emily's dream, which was fucking hilarious.
And she sees a dog and she's like, Jacob?
Twilight jokes.
And I love Jenna being like, you have milk, don't you?
Oh, I know. What?
I don't know what the hell that was
some
about.
Was kind of like innuendo about her knowing that, like, her and Maya or something?
No, I think she was just saying...
It was like, got milk?
No, I think she was just trying to tell her to, like, go away kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, we need some alone time. Emily likes alone time with girls. But yeah,
I'd let Jenna climb on my bed any day.
But she was really cool, though. Like, Jenna was just like, oi, fucking straight up buster.
Yeah, give me that fucking file.
Yeah.
Bitch.
She was just like, before I get my fucking Glock onto you.
Jenna said that Ellie visited her in hospital.
Yeah, she said that before.
Really?
Yeah. We all knew that.
I didn't know that.
The girls are all freaking out because they don't know why.
Oh, yeah, when they had that conversation.
They don't know why Allison
visited her. Yeah.
That was cool. And her dog was cool. She was cool. Emily was the uncool person in that scene.
Who?
Emily. Oh, and Autobot Mum when she was in there. I'm so disappointed in you, Decepticon dog. And then Lucas and Hannah.
Yeah, he's so awkward and cute.
Yeah.
Guys really like that.
What?
Guys like Lucas really like that around girls like Hannah.
Well, no, because he's quite confident, really. I think for someone who's supposedly a geek and, like, you know, has bad self-esteem, he's really, like, confident with her and is comfortable telling her that he thinks she's attractive and blah, blah, blah. So I think he's actually really unrealistic.
Hmm.
Unless he's just kind of gotten to that point where he's like, I got nothing to lose.
Yeah, I think he has. Or he started to know her a bit better and realize that she's not so scary.
And realize that he has a penis and he's actually quite attractive.
I don't think he's attractive.
He's cute. He's easily cute. He's not sexy and he's not hot, but he's cute.
Yeah, I guess. Only because he's a nerd.
Yeah.
And then we go to Emily's room and she's sitting there and she sniffs the cookie.
Yeah.
Does she actually think that Jenna would, like, try and poison her?
Yeah, she's probably sniffing out the rat poison.
Then it goes to Lucas taking pictures.
But isn't this where the mum comes in and she's like, you don't need that today, and she's going to spend all day with her?
It goes to Lucas taking pictures first and then back to Emily's. Right. It keeps chopping and changing between them for some reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Lucas is taking pictures of Sean and Hannah.
And Sean's being an absolute twat.
Yeah, he is. Although, sometimes I feel like he's a little bit justified because she did just ditch him after trying to get him back and then kind of just gives him no explanation and then runs away.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, it's not like they were just started dating.
But he's really lame though. So why is she even with him?
I don't know, but obviously she loves him. So I would be pretty pissed if my girlfriend did that to me.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can understand.
Yeah.
But he is taking it a bit too far.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting to Emily's robot mum.
Oh, she's like, fuck off, mum! And then how funny is the mum? She's just like, Toby's lifestyle does not fly!
Yeah, she's all obsessed with, like, how people perceive her and stuff. And then she's like, oh, but I want you to tell the truth. What does she want? Like,
I love how parents are always like, did he try and press you into something that you didn't want to do? It's like, just say, did he fuck you?
Yeah, or did he try and fuck you? Did he try to rape you? Whatever. I've never been...
Yes, he tried to pressure me into eating chocolate. I really, really didn't want to. But yeah, then the mum's all just like, our neighbours don't like Toby and they don't like lesbians.
Do you think her mum would be more upset if she started dating Toby the bad boy or if she was with Maya the girl?
Maya, absolutely.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
So they would rather her date a dangerous, crazy, unhinged,
yep.
ex-con guy
yep.
than date a girl.
That's the retardedness of bigotry.
Right.
No, honestly though, seriously.
No, I mean,
think about in the eyes of your parents. Would they rather you date a super bad boy or a girl? And be open about it, honestly.
I guess super bad boy. Would, yeah, but
easily.
Because of
it's
that.
It's justifiable to the people around them.
It's only because, like, you know, they'll think that they kind of they'll believe that everyone has some good in them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But and they want the possibility of more grandchildren. So.
The thing is, they can see her or you, whichever one we're talking about, as making a flawed decision rather than you as a flawed person. You know, like
yeah, that's true.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. Although, if I was a mum, I would so want my daughter to be with someone who actually really liked her and wanted to take care of her, whether it was a boy or a girl.
Well, yeah, but that's because we're normal people.
Normal.
Exactly, yeah. It's all relative. So then we go to Luke, Hannah, and Sean again. And Sean just gets all like, ah, and bails on them.
Yeah, he's just being a douche now.
Yeah. Lucas is just being like, I'm a super, super geek boy. Blah, blah, isn't it so adorable?
He's got a nice camera, though. I think it's a Nikon D700. It's pretty cool.
Yep, it's a camera.
It's a very cool digital SLR camera.
Cool.
It's about $5,000.
It's not as cool as my derby skates.
You don't even have derby skates.
The ones I'm going to get. Do you know that there's some derby skates? Do you know how I just showed you those Riddell, whatever they were? They have some of those, which is like basically the same one, one model up, and they're called Riddell Dash.
Well, you should get those.
I know, they're an extra $20. I think I should just because
they're an extra $20 is nothing.
For the Riddell Dash, yeah. Don't you reckon? I think they're for, like, jammers. Because they're awesome! So anyway, enough of Nikons and Riddells.
So we go to Ari's house and I really can't stand Ari's dad.
No, he's fucking... I know, right? I remember you being, like, defending him.
Why was I defending him?
I had, like, a few podcasts ago. You were like, he's not that bad. Blah, blah, blah. Like, he's fucking lame and gay. It was when I was calling him daddy whore and you were just like, oh.
Well, he's not a daddy whore. I mean, he cheated once. That doesn't make him a whore.
So you classify cheating for an entire year once because it was the same person.
Well, we don't know how long it went for.
Yeah, he said it was, like, nearly a month. It was, like, 9 months or something.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was like a one-time thing.
No, it was like a lot.
Oh, okay.
It was a full-blown affair.
Yeah. That still doesn't justify him being a whore. It makes him a dickhead.
I think it makes him a whore.
A whore is somebody who...
whoring himself to this lady all the time.
Yeah, but with multiple partners?
My classification is a whore. If you cheat, you're a whore. He cheated. No, there's no coming back from that. I could not be with someone after they cheated.
Yeah,
I,
no.
I don't trust you. I get that.
But I don't think the word whore really applies to someone who cheats with one person over a long period of time.
Well, in Dashland it does.
Okay.
He's a whore, right? Anyway, he's moving out. Good riddance.
So then we go back to Emily's house for like 1 second and then like the doorbell rings, so her mum goes down and that's all we see.
Yeah.
And she grabs her phone.
To check it. But the mum is reading, or has read, over the course of these scenes, like the entire Martha Stewart back catalogue. Every time it goes there, she's reading some other cooking magazine. Like,
is it a cooking magazine? I just thought it was a fashion magazine.
It's cooking magazines. So it's
maybe
like,
she likes to cook.
Yeah, that's cool and stuff. But how long can you seriously sit in a wicker chair not talking to the other person in the room reading cooking magazines? Like, you read a magazine about cooking and then you go, okay, I've read that and that's got some great tips. There's a recipe I want to try and stuff like that. But like... You don't read them like National Geographic magazine.
Why is she sitting in the room anyway? It's not like Emily's going to climb out the window and go see Toby the bad boy.
That's her idea of quality time.
Right.
We're going to spend it together, just me and you. You read your magazine and I'll read my magazine.
Weird. My mum would never do that. My mum's pretty, like, uptight.
Yeah. But didn't your mum sit with you while you were sick and, like, mop your sweat off your head?
Yeah, that's the first time she saw my tattoo after I, like, hid it for a year. I was, like, way too out of it to, like, try and hide it anymore.
Really? So were you aware of it at the time that she was looking at it?
I think so, because, like, I was lying down and she was, like, she was putting, like, a cold, wet cloth all over me and she was, like, wiping me down and she was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, too out of it to talk about.
and, like, the true spirit of your parents never brought it up again.
My dad actually did bring it up once. He was like, what is that? And I'm like, it's a tattoo. Because by this time I was, like, a lot older. And he's like, is that permanent? I was like, yeah, Dad, it's permanent.
Did you tell him that you had it, like, years ago?
Or? No, but I'm sure they knew, but they didn't say anything.
Lol.
But then again, my mum's probably seen all my brother's tattoos, and they've never said anything to him.
How many has your brother got?
He's got quite a few. He has our last name tattooed on him. I don't understand people who tattoo their own names on themselves.
I know, in case they forget. In case your brother has too many protein shakes and just becomes delirious.
Yeah, okay.
The people at the hospital know who he is. In case of protein shake overload, my name is...
Yeah, okay. We totally just went off track there. Okay.
So where were we? Hannah and co are going to burn the file in the woods. Spencer is so hot in there.
Yeah, they're like, they made Spencer stay at the car, and then she's like, why am I staying here? And then she like runs off.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Oh man, she's wearing this really hot shirt.
And no one leaves their phone in the car. Those girls are attached to their phones.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was odd. It's like, put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
But does anyone ever notice the awesomeness of Spencer's shoes? I've been on eBay for like the last month trying to buy shoes like that.
I don't know what shoes you're talking about.
She wears these things called Oxford Flats and they're amazing.
Sounds like something she would wear.
I really want some. I'm trying to get some in the colour of like a beigey brown colour. So if anyone knows where I can get cheap ones online, let me know.
Speaking of Oxford, what has happened to Ren?
Who gives a fuck? Can't stand that guy.
Yeah, but
Alex is a huge step up.
He's just disappeared. Like, you seem to like guys with accents.
He probably got a really good parking spot at the Chem Lab and
he decided to stay there.
He just didn't want to move his car.
But like, she goes with Bertha Sackman, who has an English accent, and then now she's going for Alex with a Spanish accent.
He doesn't have a Spanish accent.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He does not.
He does.
Okay, so he does a little bit of a salsa with it. Doesn't make it Spanish.
Have you not listened to his accent? He's got an accent.
No, I can't tell. I can't hear it. Okay, all you Americans out there who have the American accent connoisseurs, let us know who votes that he does and who votes that he doesn't, because I haven't noticed anything.
He has got a bit of an accent.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Let the listeners decide. Tweet us. He does or he doesn't.
All right.
Let's make this an interactive show.
So, yeah, they're arguing in the woods about what to do with this file.
And then Hannah tells them about how she stole the sunnies.
Yeah.
And Ari's like, the Gucci ones?
With the gold plated?
What? That was random.
And then, like, Spencer was like, you stole sunglasses? From who? Yeah. He's like, Hannah's like, from a store. I have some class.
I know. Hannah's the best.
I know.
And then they don't realise that they're getting a message from Emily saying, don't destroy the files!
I know, and then they chuck the friggin' file into the water.
Which is like, in no way destroying it. Yeah. And it's so obvious that someone was going to pick that up.
Yeah, but they were originally going to burn it. Because
yeah,
like,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But not in the middle of a forest where you could start a forest fire.
Okay, but the thing is, I'm sure there are more than one copies of those files. He must have kept something on his computer.
Welcome to the new age. I suppose they're more... It's not that there's not another copy of the file. It's that they can't get caught with the file.
Right, okay.
Then we're at the school and Alex blows Spencer off because he's a douche.
Yeah, and Maya, this is Emily, when Emily wanted to speak to her, but Maya just walked straight past her.
Yeah.
Maya's
got heaps of class, eh? Like, I reckon she's really, like...
She's just good at looking evil.
Not evil, but
doing that whole dissing thing.
But in everything I've seen her sort of like, in every situation, she always really keeps her cool. I think she's really like...
I guess.
I don't know. I think she's really classy. She's hell grown on me. I remember when I hated her. I was like, fucking, what a douchebag.
I miss her fro though.
Yeah, what happened to that? It's like, rock the fro woman. Be proud of your fro hair.
Yeah. And then this is the episode we see Sarah Shepherd, the writer of the Pretty Little Lies books, and she's in the classroom as the substitute English teacher.
You just can't help yourself, hey? You have to have your little factoids.
What? It's a big thing!
I think that, like, your body doesn't even require food to operate. It requires facts.
Like, I'm not obsessed with facts.
Every single different fact has a different nutritional intake requirement for you. Like,
I just know more than you do.
You would starve without IMDb.
I didn't find that out.
I would come here and you would be emaciated and you're like, my internet connection. I'd be like, quick, Wi-Fi, stat. And then you'd be like, coming back to life.
I didn't read that on Internet Movie Database. Okay?
Breaking Dawn, IMDb, please. Movie release, trivia. Blow.
Just so you know, I don't have an account on Internet Movie Database.
I'd be feeding you through an IV.
You're a ridiculous person.
I love it.
Sometimes I remember now why I'm moving away from you.
Because you're so mean to me. But I love you.
Sure you do.
But I love you.
Okay, let's keep going on with the...
I make as much fun of me as I do of you.
No, you don't.
Do don't I?
No, you never make fun of
you. Well, you should make fun of me.
No, because you just, like, get mad at me.
Probably that's true.
Yeah, exactly. Or even if I try to make fun of you, deny it like it's some religious thing.
Because you usually say that I'm somehow racist.
You are! You say the most racist things, even if you don't mean it to be racist.
Okay, so give me an example.
Just say all this stuff about, like, black people and, like...
Like what? Like, big black people humour?
Yes.
That's so funny, though. That's a compliment.
Anyway, where are we up to? Jenna walks up to Emily. So Jenna wants the file back for some strange reason.
Emily's like, it's totally destroyed dog. And she's like, it better fucking be.
You better not be lying to me, bitch.
And then we go to Hannah and Lucas. And Lucas is showing Hannah the finalized yearbook picture sort of thing.
He goes to the country club and...
Alex wasn't ditching Spencer.
No, he was actually working.
Actually working.
And Spencer puts a hairnet on.
She even looks good in a freaking hairnet.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, man. I love that woman. Love her so much. Do you reckon she has the best name ever in real life? And in the show.
Troy and Belisario.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is a pretty cool name.
I'm going to call all my children Troyan.
Troyan Junior, Troyan the Second, and Troyan the Third.
Yeah.
Troyan the Fourth. Depends on how many kids you have.
Yeah.
What about naming your kids Spencer?
Yeah, I was gonna, and then I'll call all the girls Spencer and all the boys Troyan, and I'll have.
Do you think that is that an Italian name?
Yeah, Belisario is definitely Italian. I think she's Italian because you know how I said a while ago in that creepy kind of way she looks like my cousin.
Yeah.
My cousins are Italian.
Oh, okay.
She actually looks a lot like my cousin, and it does creep me out on occasions when I think about it, so let's stop talking about
it. So why don't you go make out with your cousin?
Because that's fucking wrong.
Really? But incest is okay for you, but being with a cousin is not.
Incest is not okay. Do you know even my brother started me calling me Incestatron? Because I always buy stuff like hell Incestatron at her house.
Like what, you stare at his butt and stuff?
No, I'll just be like, Matt, looking good. And he'll just be like, you're an Incestatron. We're all obsessed with robots at my house.
Yeah, I know that.
You started calling us Lesbots.
Well, we are Lesbots.
Yeah, so I'm saying you're obsessed with robots too.
I never said I wasn't.
Shut up! Why don't you like me anymore?
I do like you.
You think I'm mean?
No, I just think you rag on me all the time.
But I don't mean to be just ragging on you. That's just because we're having a laugh.
Okay.
You know, I think you're awesome.
Yeah, I know that.
You're going to have a better life than me.
What do you mean?
Because you're, like, more successful and smart.
What? Where is this coming from?
Because I just want you to know that I respect you.
Okay, and I respect you.
So don't worry.
What? I wasn't worried.
I'm only ragging on you for the funds.
Okay.
Does it hurt your heart?
It does hurt my heart sometimes.
Tell me when.
Like, all the time.
Okay, I'll stop doing it, but then our podcast won't be funny.
Oh, because the podcast is only funny when you're mean to me?
You have to admit. Okay, I'll stop being mean to you from now on.
So then we go back to school and Sean is hitting on Aria.
Yeah, and Aria's just like, fuck off.
Yeah, he's like totally violating the ho code.
What, the bro code?
No, the ho code. Nah. The girls.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be, like, hitting on, like, your girlfriend's friend, especially when you're still dating your girlfriend.
And Mike's beating people up.
It's like the rules of feminism. You obviously didn't get that Mean Girls joke, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Mike gets into a fight for no reason and then pushes Aria. And he's like, dude, that's your sister. And I'm glad that Lucas actually saw Allison for what she really was.
Yeah, I said, like, hell glad that he was asking why. Like, he's the first person to be like, why were you guys friends with her?
Yeah.
She's a bitch and you guys are nice.
Hannah says that she had a different side to her. She could make someone feel special.
Hmm.
But that was just her manipulating people.
Yeah. I think they're starting to see that now. Since all of this has come out, they're starting to get that.
Yeah. So go back to the country club and...
Spencer finds, like, the hall of shame.
Yeah. You know what I really like? There's a photo of Melissa, Spencer's sister, and had a little speech bubble that said, I'm pretty.
Yeah.
And what did you think of Spencer with her horns?
I don't know. I'm guessing that girl drew it. That girl that sort of, like, Spencer was like, oh, I won't touch the tartars.
Yeah.
She was just like, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
I think that, like he said, I've never seen that before, so it was obviously...
She must have just did it, yeah. So we go to the glee club.
Yeah. Moira and Emily, and then they're all just like, let's have a go at being together.
So, do you actually think that they'll have a go at being together?
Is that my phone?
Yes. So, Moira and Emily, they decide to make a go for it.
Of their relationship.
Of their love.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay, I admit I'm back on their wagon now because Toby's gone.
Oh.
I'm allowed to jump wagons.
You're a wagon slut.
Yes, I am. I'm a big, fat wagon slut.
Oh, you want to know who's a wagon slut?
Who?
You know my stepsister?
Yeah.
You know her boyfriend?
Yeah.
He got sent to jail.
What? Really?
Yeah, only for, like, unpaid fines and stuff.
Oh, okay. Like, not him to do anything ridiculous, did he?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, so he's in jail for, like, no time at all, and she's, like, with his friend.
What?
And, like, moved out and moved in with his friend.
But that guy was so nice.
Yeah, but he was in jail for, like, too many days. She couldn't handle it.
Oh, my God. So is she still doing her one day a week job?
I don't know. But now she's with someone else, like his friend.
And is he going to get out of jail and get pissed?
This guy was a dealer and now she's with the grower.
Right.
She's basically moving up in the world.
Jeez.
So you don't ever think of yourself as a wagon slut. Always think of that.
Okay. Jeez. I thought my brother was bad.
It's pretty bad, eh?
Yeah.
So anyway, Maya and Emily, I was always there and I'm still there.
Well, I'm there now. That's all that matters.
And then Piper and the dude. Wait, we should really celebrate Maya and Emily a little bit more, shouldn't we?
Okay, yeah, we should.
Woo! Okay, now Piper and the dude.
Piper and Byron, his name is Byron.
Daddy whore.
Daddy whore, yeah, as you call him.
So Piper's basically like, fuck off out of my house.
Yeah, she wants to kick him out because, like, they're angry, so it makes their kids angry, which is why Mike got in a fight. Could be completely something else, but they're just too, like,
in love with themselves
to, like, even ask him what the hell, you know, he's angry about. Whatever.
Arya and Ezra, she steals the key and goes into his house, which is full of, like, dead plants and voice messages from prospective employers.
How does she have the right to go into his house?
She doesn't.
She just goes in.
She doesn't have the right to do most of the shit that she's done since this show started.
True. But it is pretty, like, shit of him to, like, just not talk to her.
Not really. He's trying to be an adult, finally.
I know, but he should tell her that. He should be
he
like...
He did. He told her.
When did he say
at
that?
At homecoming. He was like, look, I have feelings for you, but this isn't going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm, like, 100 and you're, like, 5.
I think that's a little bit extreme, but...
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He has. It's the first time in this whole show that I've actually had, like, a skerrick of respect for him. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, I guess. I suppose.
Okay, and then Hannah and Sean.
Yep, Sean just comes over and he's all cutesy-poo with Hannah.
He's trying to suck up.
Yep. And then he didn't find the YouTube video funny, which, you know what? Kind of reminded me of me.
Yeah, it reminded me of you too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you know, me just being like, that's not funny.
I know, like I sent you that insane clown posse video where they're like, miracles all up in this no, bitch.
And the only like, reason I didn't find it funny what? Was because your sister already showed that to me and I already had my big laugh about it. So when you showed it to me again, I was like, oh, okay, I've already seen this.
Okay, but I've showed you heaps of stuff and you're just like, huh?
Yeah, well, I can't help it if I don't find it funny.
like my friggin' Jack Handy obsession, that comedian guy, and I was reading all his comedy
yeah.
And he was like, that's not even funny, it's so funny.
It wasn't funny.
When he's like, I've always tried to figure out why I have a fear of clowns. I think it goes back to the day when I went to the... Went to the circus and a clown killed my dad. That's hilarious. Okay. So anyway, Hannah's like not even into Sean anymore.
Well, no, she's into Sean, but he just seems like whatever's about her.
Yeah. Oh, no, Sean, I reckon Sean seemed like he was all like back into her, but she was just like cut.
No, I think she started realising the stuff that she can see with Lucas that yeah. she can't see with him.
She's like, I can have a laugh with this other guy.
Yeah.
And then we go to Spencer and Alex. Oh my god.
This is how I was dancing the other night.
Are you serious?
Me and my blonde friend, just we had a good time. Basically.
You were dancing like Spencer and Alex with...
Actually.
Beep.
We were really dancing like Brittany and Santana, and I'm Santana, and my blonde friend was Brittany.
And there's no wall in between?
There was no wall. We were just going at
okay,
it.
Okay, you can even pause this podcast because, seriously?
We were just dancing.
But you said you were dancing like Santana and Britney.
No, that's a slight exaggeration.
Oh, so you weren't like all up in her grill.
But.
Because that would have been hot.
I wasn't up in her grill because she has a boyfriend and she is my friend.
But did she a little bit want to go there? Like, was she giving you vibes?
No, we were just having fun. We were both really drunk.
You can't describe it like how they were dancing and then say.
We were dancing like that, just not together.
Oh. Did you dance with any of the boys like that?
Who? Her?
No, did you dance with
her? Oh, yeah, I did. I danced with my friend who owns a boat like that with him. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Sexy.
So if anyone is wondering what I look like, it's like Santana. She's my mirror image. And if anyone wants to know what Dash looks like, she kind of looks like Rachel. Just she doesn't have the lips.
What? I look nothing like Rachel. I look like Ellen Page.
Actually, yeah, Ellen Page.
I wish I looked like Ellen Page.
Ellen Page, but she's a bit taller than Ellen Page.
A little bit chunkier.
Just a little bit taller. probably a lot shorter than Santana, actually. Anyway, that's how we were dancing. You had to fart. What's with you and farting? Oh, my God.
Oh, walk away. It stinks. That's actually pretty bad.
Oh, why do you have to do that? Every single time. You know how much I hate it. I gotta go outside.
Better out than in.
You could excuse yourself and do it somewhere else. Jeez.
Get some airflow happening. It's a pretty bad one. Emma has taken a short break. To find some fresh air.
You always do this. Every single podcast. I always have to
It's not every podcast. It's every day. No, it's not because I'm a healthy person.
Yes, but you don't have to do it on the podcast and sitting right next to me.
I'm sorry. Are we going to have another argument?
No.
It's gone.
Better be.
Are you going to cut this out?
No, I'm going to keep that in so everyone knows how gross you are.
I bet Ellen Page farts.
Sure, she probably does, but not in her friends' faces.
Can you cut it out?
No, I can still fucking smell it!
It was Calamity Joe!
Calamity Joe doesn't fart in front of me. He's nice enough to walk out of the room and do it somewhere else.
What's Calamity Joe? Can we put a picture of Calamity Joe up on the thing?
Where?
On the podcast. Hey, you know what we could do with Calamity Joe? You could be part of the prize.
You want me to give away Calamity Joe? I thought you wanted me to keep him.
Well, I just mean like... Yeah, you have to keep him because he's so special. Can we put him up on the website?
Yeah, I'll take
a picture. We can take a picture of us with our heads behind Calamity Joe so no one can see us.
We can't fit behind Calamity Joe.
If we shot it good, we could.
Fart's not gone yet?
I think so. I'm sorry. I didn't think it had this mess. I didn't think it would smell that bad. But I think it's because he got really drunk last night. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can we make up first?
We already made up. I can still smell it. No.
Everyone's going to think I'm gross.
You are gross. Because you fart all the fucking time. We had to keep my spewing up in it, so we're keeping this.
You didn't even spew.
I know, but you made it sound like I did.
But I told everyone that you didn't.
No.
Actually, I told everyone that I didn't.
Well, can I tell everyone I didn't fart? It was just a pretend one.
Okay.
But can you not really keep it in?
I'm going to keep it in.
I'll be so embarrassed.
So?
Fine.
Speaking of the blonde one.
You're such a Jones for her.
As if you wouldn't have a Jones for her?
Yeah, that's true.
If you saw how she danced that night, just think, she danced like there was a pole there, but there wasn't a pole there. That's how she was dancing.
So now you do have a Jones for her?
I have a Jones for her.
Like
but
an actual crush though?
No, she's my friend and...
Did you a little bit have a crush on her?
I wouldn't say no to her if she wanted to have sex, but she's my friend.
Do you want to have sex with all of your friends?
A few of them I wouldn't say no to.
Who?
My friends.
Who?
No. I would definitely not go there.
Only because of the drama afterwards? What if there was going to be no drama afterwards?
No, she's not my type.
Why?
She's not my type.
She pretty much is.
No, she's not.
She's a white brown-haired girl.
She's not my type.
All your girlfriends have been white with brown hair.
That's not true.
Except for one.
That's not true. Two of my ex-girlfriends were blonde.
Okay. And the rest were all whiteies with brown hair.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I have a type.
I think you do a little bit.
Well, no, I would not go there. There's too much history.
Okay, what about, what about that Ellen Page girl from America?
Yeah, I made out with her.
What about the one that you made out with while you were still with your ex-girlfriend?
I didn't make out with her when I was with my ex-girlfriend. There was no making out.
You did! That's what you told me.
No, there was no making out.
Cheater.
I didn't cheat. I would never cheat.
But you did.
I didn't. I'm telling you the truth.
So anyway, we should go on with the podcast.
Yeah, don't do that.
Can you please cut out the bit of me farting?
I'll cut out the actual fart, but I'm keeping my whole spiel of it afterwards. So they'll know you did it, they just won't hear it.
But that defeats the purpose.
No, you just don't want people to know.
Well, you don't want people to know things about you, and I respect that.
Like what?
You know, like, I don't know, if you farted, I would cut it out.
I don't know, would you?
Yes. If you begged me like I'm begging you.
Do you really want me to cut the whole thing out? But it's hilarious. It shows you in a hilarious light.
Do you want me to keep it in as, like, punishment for me being mean to you?
Yeah.
Then okay, but you have to leave that part in the house of meaning that I was mean in. And now we're even because you're letting the whole world know that I did a massive fart and it smelled really bad. You have to keep that part in.
All right.
Okay, so then...
we didn't talk about the country club and Spencer dancing.
Yeah, but now it seems gross for me to talk about how hot it was and how like much I was just like having a big gasm after I did a huge fart.
Okay.
Because Spencer was so hot in that whole scene.
She was pretty hot.
What if she's listening to this now? Now I have no chance.
What, because you were a human and you had a fart?
I bet Troyan doesn't fart.
I bet she doesn't poo either.
I bet
she doesn't have an anus. It's just basically how it is.
Well, that's no fun.
You can't do her in the butt then.
No. Troyan, if you're out there, I've only ever farted that one time in my whole life, and I'll never do it again.
Okay.
Shut up. It's called a white lie. Okay. So that was super hot, and I approve of Alex, which is strange, because I thought I would hate him because he was with Spencer, but if it's what makes her happy, then I want to do what's going to truly make
and
her happy.
And if it's going to make her dance like that, then...
Well, that is another plus. That scene was hot. I'm going to go home and watch it like 5 times.
So then we go to Arya's house, and she starts reading a book that apparently Ezra gave her.
Oh, and Missy Higgins.
Yeah, Missy Higgins' place. That's one of the things I write down, because Missy Higgins is awesome.
I don't know who I am. Or if I can have an accent.
I should totally auto-tune that.
Okay, go on.
Awesome.
I don't know who I am. Or if I can have an accent. I don't know who I am. Who I am without you. I know is that I should.
You sound horrible.
I don't know if I can stand another hand upon you.
Get me another VB.
All I know is that I should.
She's got the strongest accent.
Oh no, she sounds like my dad.
But a woman.
If my dad could sing that well and play piano, he could beat Miss Higgins.
Alright. So then Emily's driving her new beautiful Toyota.
Toyota ad number 5.
With by the way, it doesn't have number plates yet, but she's just driving it around like it's all good.
I know. It just probably just, you know what it should say on the back? It should just be like product, like predict placement. How they have with all the letters.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be her number plate. Funny.
And she sees Toby's motorcycle. It's all smashed up and on a tow truck thing.
Mm.
And he sees Jenna crying. She sees Jenna crying.
Yeah, that was sad. Jenna looked really genuinely...
I know. Well, she loves him, so...
Oh, props to the Australian acting skills.
Yeah. It's because we didn't have to hear her talk, so...
Yeah.
Just seeing her cry.
She wasn't like, I don't know if I can stand Toby's motorbike accident. All I know is that I should.
Poor Jenna.
Oh, she needs a kangaroo burger.
I could totally go for some kangaroo, actually.
Mm, kangaroo lasagna.
Mm. Your mum's lasagna.
Yeah. Did you like that?
I did, actually. I am very upset that I didn't get to eat her garlic bread. Her garlic bread is so good.
Yeah, but she always ruins it. She always way overcooks it.
No, I like it. I like the way she makes it.
Oh.
Except I was feeling so sick, I just couldn't eat anymore, and I was really mad at myself.
I don't like garlic bread. It's too much.
No, I love garlic bread.
It's too much.
I love anything with garlic prawns. Can we go
totally
fishing?
Go to the sheep and have got prawns, or we could go fishing. Not tonight. Not today, though. I'm not exactly dressed to fish.
Oh, I have to go to work tomorrow.
Same.
Yeah, let's go to the ship for dinner.
Are you paying?
Not the ship. Albie's.
Okay, you can pay. Then we've got Arya and Mike. And Mike's all just like, oh my god, my parents are breaking up like 40% of the rest of Americans. I feel so alone.
Yeah, and she doesn't even want to talk to Arya, and he's so upset. So, I mean, what does he want?
I don't know. I think he's being an idiot. Your parents getting divorced. Whoa! Everybody's parents get divorced.
My parents are divorced.
Yeah, well, they're amazing. They should be in a museum.
And then Piper leaves. What the hell?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, it's because the dad won't go, because he's being a douchebag. Because he won't leave. So she's like, well, fuck it, I'm going to leave then. I think she's amazing. She's like running the manor with an iron fist.
She has to leave their manor.
I know. She's like, this is my manor, bitch. And you know what she did before she left?
She hid the Book of Shadows.
She locked the attic.
Yeah.
Emily's house.
But wait, why would he just let her walk away? Come on.
Well, What's he gonna do? Hold it down? That's assault.
No, I mean, like, I mean, he's not even, like, Arya's right. He's not even fighting for her.
He's a wanker. Have you not established that yet?
I have, but come on.
Wankers don't fight for people. They do what's easy. For him, that's not finding another place to live. Piper's doing all the hard yards here.
And then she's going to look like the bad guy because she's the one that left.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, like, she doesn't want him back. What's he going to do? Give it the old college try and, like, what? Piper's still going to be like, fuck off, so. I think they're all dickheads except Piper. Their whole family.
I don't know, Arya's alright. Her chin hasn't really done anything bad
this episode. It's hell diminished itself. I think she's had chin surgery.
And she's not wearing, like, a headdress or anything. I was expecting, like, some sort of full-on Indian headdress yeah. at some point.
Some whole massive fucking voodoo outfit. Wait, but she got like a chin reduction. It's called a chopperation. Twerds. So then we go to Emily's.
Yep.
Hannah and Spencer there, and they hear about Toby's write-off.
Yeah, they talk about his...
Spencer's all just like, fucking hope you're dead or whatever.
Yeah, she's so horrible, and she knows that Emily kind of had feelings for him.
Yeah, but then Hannah was all like, oi, bitch, calm down, and then she's like, you're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She knows how to, like, she knows how to step down.
She does.
She's a classy lady.
Step off, bitch.
Yeah. She was like, I'm sorry for being up in your grill.
Because, like, if they were talking about Alex like that, she wouldn't take it.
No, because Spencer doesn't take shit from no one.
No, she doesn't.
She's Sigourney Weaver's daughter.
Okay.
She was adopted into that whorish family, and one day Sigsy will come back from the future to claim her and take her to fight aliens with her in the future.
I haven't seen Aliens, so you can't really, like, I don't know, I don't get it. I'm sure everyone else has seen it, so.
You don't get about Sigsy. She's amazing. She's like the best female action hero that ever has been. Like, Buffy is like a Sigsy prodigy. Like, basically, even Joss Whedon actually wrote one of the Alien movies. Thoughts on that? Because I know you're a big Joss fan girl.
Yes.
Does that make you want to watch it a little bit more?
Not really. I don't like scary movies because I get scared. It's not scary.
It's an action movie. It's not a scary movie.
There's aliens and aliens scare me. I can't handle aliens.
They don't scare you because you see how Sigsy just whoops their asses.
I still get scared.
Okay? Plus it was made in the 70s.
I don't care. Why?
Watch Alien.
Why am I lame? Why?
Okay. You're not lame. I love you. I actually think you're amazing, but we're watching Alien before
tell
you go
me
back
why,
to city.
Tell me why you think I'm amazing. I want to know.
Well, number one.
Because I can sing and dance like Santana.
Well, yeah, even though I'm yet to see that.
I just did it the other night.
Yeah, I wasn't
there. It's not my
there.
Fault. It's not my fault that you went there.
Okay, but anyway, you want me to tell you why I think you're amazing?
Yes.
Okay, you're really smart.
Mm-hmm.
You're really caring.
Mm-hmm.
You always look after me, listens to my problem. If I'm like devs about something, you give me tons of hugs, even though you're like, why the fuck are you cart? Seriously, get over it. And you always do any computer things that I want you to do, like look at my computer or look at my roller derby skates, even though you don't care and you're bored. And like, you know, just let me come over and chill with you. And you promise to take Calamity Joe back to Sydney with you, which even though you think he's creepy and you don't like him.
I like all those reasons. They're good.
You have a really cool family too, and they kind of like come as a package deal.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a really cute smile, but we're like not girlfriends.
Yeah, I know.
But you do have a cute smile. Okay, so anyway, we better finish this off.
Yeah.
They get a text from A, and it says, thanks for getting Toby out of my way.
So it's not Toby.
So are you thinking Maya?
Could be.
Are you thinking Maya's a possibility? Like, more and more thinking she's a possibility. I hope she's not, because I want them to be together, but...
I don't know. Okay, I'm starting to think possibly even Sean or...
Ezra?
Could be, but Ezra wasn't around.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe. Could even be Lucas, you know?
Mm.
Because Lucas hated Alice.
And he's all techno.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it could be Lucas.
Which would be sad, because I really like Lucas.
I think it would be more sad if it was Maya.
Yeah. Because then they make that whole lesbian crazy bitch killer thing.
Yeah, that would be like a real big backward step. It was so obvious someone was going to pick up those papers.
Yeah,
from the moment they threw them in the river.
Yeah, that's like the last scene. You see the, like, all the papers just of Toby's file.
Yeah.
Just flowing down and someone picks them out with their glove and... Okay, wouldn't that have all just, like, crumpled up by now? Or were all the papers laminated or what?
Nah, paper, like, if the stream was really gentle, then it wouldn't have been...
Yeah, but the ink would all run and...
No, it depends on the ink. If it's a laser jet printer, then it won't run.
Mm.
One of those
very
old school printers would run, but the new ones, the ink is different.
I was thinking that some of it was, like, loose paper, and then, like, another thing was in a plastic folder, and it was just chucked in.
It's just a show, I guess.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Good, not great, all right.
I thought it was cool. I liked it. A lot of cool things happened in it. Spencer hooking up with Alex was hot. Maya hooking up with Emily was good.
Yeah, they're going somewhere. Like, it was a progressive storyline, but I just felt like nothing really happened.
That's a contradiction of terms.
No, when I mean, like, progressive storyline, I mean, like, they've started to put something in a direction, but I feel like there was no, like...
action.
Yeah, there's no action, there was no suspense or anything like that.
There was some suspense.
You were obsessed with her.
So, shout-outs. You get a shout-out.
Yeah, you do your shout-outs.
I've just got Ashley Myers. I can't remember where she said she was from. Somewhere in America. Oh, I think she said she was from, like, the Midwest or some random small town. Yeah. Yeah, she came from a small town with, like, hardly any people there.
Yeah.
Know how that feels. Shout out to another small town girl. And thanks for letting us know. She reckons the department stores in America that are, like, really upper class are JCPenney, Bloomingdale's, and she said Macy's, that that's only on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And all of these I do recognize now that she said them from, like, movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially JCPenney. What's the store where they come out with the bags that says big brand bag or little brand bag or medium brand bag or whatever?
No, I think that's an actual store name.
No, I don't think it's one of those stores. It's one of those department stores where they come out and it has like big brand bag.
I don't know.
So if anyone knows that or if Ashley Myers knows that, please let us know.
She even told us all about the whole homecoming thing.
Oh yeah, she explained it's homecoming so in detail. It's
so confusing.
Yeah, it still makes not a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's just like what? Like, I mean,
why would you?
Yeah, so I don't get it at all.
Why would you be bothered with that? So, but thank you, Ashley, for sort of clearing that up for us.
Yeah, we like people who email us.
Mm.
And we also like people who leave us really good reviews on iTunes.
Someone left us a review?
Yeah, we've got 3 reviews on there.
Oh, yeah.
The more people rate us, then like...
the more people will download.
Yeah, and the more awesome our podcast gets.
And the more possible it might be for us to keep going.
Yeah.
So... keep interacting with us. It really helps us sort of with our podcast.
Yeah. I've got a shout out to someone on Twitter, MellyD84. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
She apparently listened to all our podcasts in one go, which is pretty amazing because that's like 7 hours worth of podcasts.
That's a whole lot of us rabbiting on.
Yeah.
And that's a whole lot of my annoying laugh.
Actually, I cut your laugh out. No, I don't. Actually, I said that I cut it out a bit, like both of our laughs laughing, because if I kept it in, it would make the podcast like twice as long.
That's true. Do you have all the old original copies of the...
No.
So you don't have any outtakes or anything like that?
No.
Devastating. Well, that's devastating for, I think, the cat furniture girl, because I think she wanted an outtakes podcast. You know how I'll show that out to her from Savannah?
Yeah.
Because she has girl guides and cat furniture.
Yeah. Well,
there you go. There's a secondary shout out to you. I think it's a Kay Griffith. Catherine. I think her name's Catherine.
Is it?
Catherine.
I know what her...
Cat Furniture.
I know what her name is on Twitter.
Deirdre.
Reiko?
Nah, that's... Hello, Deirdre. She's Flow Rider, isn't she? I think so, yeah. She's Flow Rider.
Yep.
Catherine hasn't tweeted us for ages.
No, this is just her... like, she just hasn't tweeted in ages. That's our Irish listener.
Millie Mel.
No, it's Emily Mel.
Oh, okay, Emily. Yeah, I see what you did there.
And there's Lady Gaga. She's also one of our listeners. There we go.
Rico 86. That's not
Lauren. No, that is Liz Lemon.
Yeah, but that's not the cat furniture girl.
Yeah, I know. I didn't
say... why are you talking about that?
No, I'm just...
I thought we were looking for cat furniture lady.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she's... why are we calling her cat furniture lady?
Because we're trying to find her name.
I know what her name is.
What is it?
It's like Kay Griffith.
Yeah, that's why I said Catherine. I think it's Catherine. Okay, anyway.
You know what would make it easier? If I just went through and looked on our...
yeah, that would probably be a little bit easier.
Followers.
I think it's Kay Griffith on here. That C. Moreau person is cool. Where's Griffith? Oh, that Jen Cooper chick. She does lots. There she is. Catherine Moore. Why has she got Griffith in her name?
I don't know. Let's ask her.
Oh, why have you got Griffith in your name, Catherine Moore? But by the way, while we're on the topic, props about that no hate thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not cool when people kill themselves over being gay. That's not cool.
That's unfortunate.
It is. And we want people to not do that.
Yeah. So good. Keep cranking the no hate thing. Have we got that on our avatar?
No. Should I put it on there?
Yeah, I think we should.
But we wanted to talk about a special podcast that we're going to do. And it's basically going to be not about Pretty Little Lies, but just one podcast about us.
Just like a goodbye, everyone. We had so much fun doing this. For now, a Like, we could still be doing this come January, but we're going to have to see what happens. For now, we're going to, let's call it hiatus.
Yep.
So we're going to be on a hiatus for a little while, at least probably for the summer.
Our summer, which is your winter. Summer.
Your winter, yeah. So,
we want you to tweet us, email us, Facebook us, anything you want to know about us, and we will talk about it.
Yeah. Questions about, you know, like, ask what we do, you know, where we live, and we'll try and be as specific as possible while still keeping that titillating mystery.
Don't say the word titillating.
Titillating. Because we know you love the fact that we're just...
awesome.
Shrouded in mystery, and that just, it's attractive, let's put it that way. It's probably more attractive than if you saw the real us.
Hello, I look like Santana. I'm awesome. Okay, well, that's it for this podcast.
No, wait, we got to chuck in about the competition. We're still cranking that out.
Oh, yes, okay, you talk about the competition.
So we're still doing, like we said, the competition right up to the 10th episode, which will be the last actual PLL podcast we'll do. Same as always, go to our Blogspot, get the picture we've posted up there of Jenna and the girls, and make a good caption or a good speech bubble, or make us laugh and email it to us. You know, just as a JPEG or whatever. Whoever makes us laugh the most will win an awesome prize pack, which is just culminating as we speak.
Yeah, it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
We have, you know, like...
we've got DVDs, got pictures,
probably some music,
food.
Australian food, yeah. Maybe some Australian memorabilia of Australianness.
Yep.
And just heaps of crap, just tons of stuff because Em's moving house, so we're really just going to post you all the crap that she's going to take with her.
That's not true.
And like I say always, some of her perfume will be on the packaging.
I'm not even going to comment about that. I'm going to hide my perfume. I'm going to pack it up before you can take
it. I'll just go down the store and spray the one that you have on the pack before I post it. So, yeah, that's all we've got for now, guys. But keep listening, especially keep tweeting us and email and Facebook us because... mostly, Em does all the friggin' other stuff, and I don't...
why don't you tweet? You know how to do it.
I'm not good at it. I don't understand how it works. And email is even better, because if you email us, I will definitely reply. I've replied to all of our emails.
-MPLL for Twitter, and podcastpll@gmail.com for email.
And go on those places, and you'll find the link to our Blogspot, where the competition is.
Yeah.
But email us, okay? Just about anything, because we're so bored, and we live in this, like, tiny little town, and we're just really bored. So please... I just spat on Em's Mac. She's not happy.
Oh, you did, actually. Gross.
Yeah, I'll get it off.
No, it's there.
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
Toorah.